Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Another Tuesday, not a live edition, but definitely a live, intense edition of the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, guys. Hey, Carolyn. Who do we have in the studio today?
We're in the bachelor pad with James and Danny.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Is that what we're calling this, the bachelor pad edition?
Yeah.
Sausage fest.
But I'm here to add, like, the female perspective.
Wait. Hold on. It's coming. that's really it. That's it.
This is what they play like in the NBA finals before like Michael Jordan took the last shot.
Yes,
over Danny Ainge.
Speaking of basketball, yeah. I just have to say that VCU just won.
What? Really?
Yes, and I hope they go all the way to the Final Four or more this year again. So I'm excited.
Are you guys excited about basketball? I know that James hates basketball.
No, I still refuse to have any kind of school spirit because I didn't then.
And you don't know.
I refuse
well, also,
to now.
When we went to VCU about a decade ago, it was a lot different time than it is now. Like, I feel like if I was a student, like, I would be super hyped to see the basketball games.
Wait.
It's the final countdown!
Jordan for three! Yes!
Wait, they made Danny Ainge guard Jordan?
Yeah.
Who's their other guard? Terry Porter?
That was Clyde Drexler. He was too busy guarding Pippen.
Who's Porter?
Easter Egg Island.
Terry Porter. He wasn't like a forward. Drexler was a forward, wasn't he?
Well, Ainge was a guard.
What are you guys talking about?
Basketball?
1991 or 92.
Two.
Yeah. Back when I actually watched basketball, like in fourth grade or whatever it was.
Damn, that's way back in the day, man. It's like,
but 92 was a good year.
Those are the best times to watch anything while you're younger. Now everything's just so.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's either we got worse about it or it got worse.
Quality got worse.
I think, you know, I'm under the impression that really the world just got worse, not us.
Really, all professional sports now are just a bunch of overpaid thugs.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone just wants money.
Let's see. Who? What's the highest paid anything or sports anything? I don't know this. I really need to know.
I don't know. Probably either like.
Is it baseball?
I have to imagine it's probably like a soccer team out in like Italy or something.
What?
Yeah.
A single player?
Yeah, probably.
Wow, a soccer? Do you think is that so, James?
I don't know.
They got like oil moguls like owning teams out there, so why not?
Soccer sucks.
Everything sucks to you,
James. Yeah, real.
I want to get down
James
to...
James likes basketball. Or
we're watching a comic.
Sorry.
He's like, this guy sucks. Yeah. We turn it Impact Wrestling. He's like, this sucks. The only thing you didn't think
Joe
sucked...
Joe Coy sucked?
The only thing you didn't think sucked was when those two swamp rats shot the fish in the head.
Yeah, with the six shooter.
Swamp people.
That was awesome. Swamp people rules.
Wait, what was that?
Swamp people.
What is swamp people? Please educate.
It's a show on the History Channel. Where it's just a whole bunch of people who are hunting alligators.
Are they like from Louisiana?
Yeah.
Or something?
Oh yeah.
So they're like big time like Cajun Bayou.
Yes, and they all speak in the accent. These two particular guys, they live in the swamp. They don't like have a house out in suburbia or anything.
They live in their boat.
They have like this steel shed, and like that's all they own is the shed.
So like Ted Kaczynski style.
Yeah, and they look like Ted Kaczynski's with these giant wild beards. They're all unclean. Like filthy, dirty, and then they just all they do is hunt like gators and fish, eat, drink, and ride around in their boat. That's it.
Oh my goodness!
You got a perfect life.
Joe and I went to the museum because we had free tickets, and they actually have Ted Kaczynski's cabin there. I was amazed how small it really was. It was really like the size of like a small bedroom.
Yeah, these two guys. It's not even a cabin. It's more like a canopy. There's no like door. It's just three walls and a ceiling.
Oh my goodness.
And they live there.
Do you think that costs a lot to live there?
No.
Probably not.
they probably hunt their own food, so like they don't have to buy food. Yeah. And they really probably get by on like not much.
Well, this particular episode, they weren't hunting gators. They just wanted to fish. So first they had to fish for fish so that they could use the fish they caught as bait for bigger fish. And then, so they go after these giant fish, and then they catch one, and it's just crazy wild swinging and thrashing, And then one of them was like, "Yo, you better get the gun." So the other guy gets the gun. They pull the fish close as they can. And then the camera pans out to where you get like this nice panoramic view of them executing this fish.
There's like a lot, like when we're
horrible. And that was the only thing James said, "Whoa, this show rules."
Yeah, like when we were watching that show, I didn't think it would be like, it's basically like an execution. Like it's literally, they have like guns up to like their heads. Up to the heads of the, what's it called? The
gators?
Gators? It wasn't crocodiles, right? It
no,
was straight
all
gators. Alligators. I don't know how I'll be able to tell the difference. I'm not educated in that. But it's pretty nuts, man. I feel like in this day and age, every, like, you know, like from, I guess, what, 1994, when James was really into watching basketball or sports on TV. Now everything is just all reality. There's nothing that's not a reality show. There's nothing you can't make into a reality show. And to see that was just like, okay, now there's everything, man. Hunting crocodiles, shooting them in the head. I don't even know what the next one was. You had Axemen after that. People cutting trees. It's like a show of people cutting trees.
It's not just about the cutting trees.
I think it all started with cops, man.
Everything else that happens, you know, there's the side storylines that go along. You know,
how come we don't have... How come they don't have that on Cops? I feel like Cops is one of the early ones, was like the front runners of like that reality style. But then when you see Cops, you don't get into their lives. Have you ever seen that, Carolyn? You ever see the Cops episode where like they go back to the station and it's just like, oh, look, I have to go get lunch or something like that?
Yeah, you know, they could really inject a little more reality, be like,
into Cops.
Be like, Deputy Johnson, he broke up with his girlfriend, so we gotta keep an eye out on him today.
And then
they like chasing down a perp, and then like the girl they're chasing reminds him of his ex, and then like breaks down and starts crying, and they're like, hold it together, Johnson. See, that would be,
and it goes right to a commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't do it.
Cut the camera.
Cut it off. See, because they had parking wars, right? They even had the cupcake wars. They had Axemen, like you were saying. They even have like the show with the.
Why is everything wars?
It has to be.
It's not
wars.
Like
cooking wars. You know,
like storage wars. See, I actually like storage wars.
What is that? What is storage wars?
They don't like trying to hurt each other. They're just like trying to compete.
Well, they auction off the storage units.
Yeah, they auction off the storage units, and then they flip them for the contents for profit or embarrassing loss.
I started getting real into those hardcore Pawn and Pawn Stars.
tell me about those. I don't watch those
shows.
Which
ones? One, I forget which is which.
I like that American whatever. What's that called?
Pickers?
Pickers.
That's a good one. See, another one. They just make a reality show out of anything.
Anything could be reality.
Wait, so what's the other one James was talking about?
Well, what is it? Pawn Stars.
Is that the one with the fat guy and the skinny guy who go around buying storage units?
No, they own the pawn store in Vegas.
The fat guy and skinny guy.
It's the bald
Laurel
guy.
Hardy.
And then
they're all bald.
The old guy, it's his dad, and then the other guy. They just pretty much, it's more educational. They have people that bring
sort of educational.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then they'll be like, "Whoa, this thing is worth like $18,000." But obviously that's not what we're gonna offer you. And they'll like lowball the shit out of them, and they're like, "We'll give you $1,000 for it." And these guys are so hard up for money, they'll be like, all right, yeah, let's just do that because I need the money right now.
It's like, $1,000 is a little more than I was willing to spend on it, but I think we're going to get a good return. This is a gumball machine from, you
the
know,
Civil
18-
War.
Yeah, right. I'm going to bring my buddy Ray in. He's a expert on, you know, yeah, but then Hardcore Pawn. It's like in the hood in freaking Detroit. That show just makes you feel better about yourself.
Is that why it's hardcore?
Yeah,
I don't understand
obviously.
This.
These ignorant ass people.
Is that part of the gimmick? Is that part of the gimmick of the show? Is that like it is part of the ghetto and they're pawn?
I think that's hard. I think it's Hardcore Pawn. I think that's the one I'm thinking of. It's in Detroit. Yeah, these freaking ghetto ass people come in. Like, I want $200 for this. Like, I can't give you more than $125. No. Fuck that! No, you're gonna give me 200. You're like, no,
it just
I busts can't
in.
Do it. But
it busts into a shootout, and then cops, like TV show Cops, runs in.
Well, they have security people there, and they bounce people out all the time.
What channel is this on?
Discovery or History? One of those.
Oh my god!
See,
really?
I like is, yeah. I like how both of those are like play on porn words.
Yeah,
they replace the word pawn with porn. Yes. So it's like Hardcore Pawn.
Everything's
like, in Pawn Stars.
I mean, it does grab your attention because when I had not heard of Hardcore Pawn, but when I first heard of Pawn Stars, I like stopped and like thought about it for
a
second.
One of my friends has
like,
a shirt.
Okay.
it's instead of porn, it's pwn, as in like the slang you use on the internet when you beat someone so bad that you pwn them. So it's a shirt that says pwn star. I kind of want one.
Does it have a picture like of a
of an actual? It's like the Houston Astros star. It just says pwn star in like cool font.
So basically, what hasn't been made into a reality show at this point? There is cops. I mean, I guess there's cooking. There's sewing. I don't know.
Is there people who tow cars and boot
towing?
Cars
yeah,
it's amazing. Like pawning. Even Kevin Smith has like the comic book men, which I haven't really seen much of. But it's like amazing though, because you would never think that, in all honesty, that would get greenlit. Because it's like comic book stores are actually on the downhill. Like, there's a whole bunch of them that went out of business in the past couple of years.
Yeah,
maybe they should do major ones. Maybe they should do one about the people that like run grocery stores or Walmarts or.
Like a homegrown type, call it homegrown?
I don't know.
Well, we can make it up right now, man.
We did have a couple radio shows maybe a few years ago. I was thinking about pitching them, but now I can't even remember my ideas.
What's
that? It's hard to think of anything that hasn't been pitched.
I mean, there has to be something.
I feel like...
Prison. Is there a prison one, James? Is there a prison one?
I think there might be.
There's a ton of them.
A scared straight.
You filmed that, like, the females in prison, but that wasn't...
No, but like, you know, like, when you follow like the prison guards or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they have that show Jail now.
Jail?
It's called Jail.
That's different than prison, though, isn't it? Like, I don't know.
You're incarcerated. It's the same thing.
Is it pretty good? Did you watch it, James?
I've seen a couple episodes.
How's it broken down?
I mean, they just kind of show like a typical, you know, just a night in a jail. Like, they'll go to different jails in different areas.
Yeah.
Like, tonight we're here in Sarasota County Jail.
Why is it always the strip club voice?
I sent James a text message the other day. It just said, like, hey, we got a lot of rock stars in the house. If you guys are rock stars, let me hear you say, hey. It's a silence.
One of those dumbasses bought the champagne bottle for the DJ.
This is the first time in my career where someone has ever bought me champagne.
Librarians.
My 22 years.
A librarian one?
Oh, a librarian reality show would be awesome.
What would happen? They're like, just like silence the whole episode.
It's like, we're here in Fairfax County. And it's like, and
Susie Q is
the
here.
The proprietor's a public library.
Pretty quiet, pretty quiet.
It'd be like golf voice the whole time.
But then like they could have like, they'll have like a delinquent kid return library books, and then they'll...
Like, they're not on time and shit.
They're not on time, but then like two, they're slowly going through the processing of re-entering the books into the system, and then all of a sudden they see the sticker of Kings Park. They're like, oh no. It's a book from another library. And then they cut to commercial break right there with like the high synthesizer going way up in intonation. Like,
I don't know if I'd watch that.
We're watching shows about people fighting over like parking spots.
No, but see, what's crazy about like the parking wars or whatever, towing or whatever war they want to start, is that like there's really like there's idiots out there, man.
You know the thing,
I guess there's idiots in libraries, too.
I think the flaw with all those shows is the people they're busting, they know they're on TV.
Yeah, so they try to get away.
They become a character.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the only way. Like, there's even, like, speeding. Like, the Speed Channel has, like, the speeders. I shot an episode for that, and it's just like, it's really like, oh, I got this guy speeding.
It's like,
let's get
them. Do you really think a hood rat in Philadelphia is going to let you boot their car if there weren't television cameras on them at the moment? They'd be like, yo, they're like, hold on, before we take this take, let me get my recording label t-shirt on right now.
Get my
It's like, all right, I go tow my car now.
Yeah, let me call my auntie first. Hold on.
Let's bring my entourage out here first. But they become characters, and that's the inherent flaw with all the with reality TV, is because you take common people and put them on camera, and they're not common people anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, really, the only way for any of the reality show to seem entertaining is for the lives of whoever's the star just to come tumbling down.
Well, like, the most terrible one, which I didn't see the full episode of, but Paul Dini, for those of you who don't know, he, like, writes a lot of comic books, and Batman in particular, so anything that he, like, I follow him on Twitter, and anything that he tweets, like, I'll pretty much pay attention to. Yeah. So he posted up this link that was, like, the world needs to end now, something like that. And, like, so I was like, wait, what's this about? And so I clicked, and it was, like, this link to, Like, they, I don't know the name of the show, but it's basically like young beauty pageants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's,
like Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah, it was, maybe it was that. Oh, it was Toddlers and Tiaras. Which, and I only
didn't
saw
I post
this
something
one
on
segment.
That too? Didn't I post something on that too where like the teacher was trying to teach them burlesque?
That was a different, but that was the same thing.
That made me so disgusted. James, did you see that? It was nasty.
What I was
I don't watch child type stuff.
But what I was saying was that there's, like, this girl on there, and she's, like, 6, I think. And I don't know her name. Like, Luann or something. She's all Southern. And then she looks basically like a little Miss Piggy. Like, she has blonde hair that's all curly, but she's a little chubby. Oh. And, like, you know, I guess I might get hate mail for saying that she's chubby, but, you know.
Hate mail.
Like, I don't know, but anyway. But she, you know, she's cute to a certain extent, but then once you see her attitude, it's really ridiculous because she's all like, she's like, hey, baby, look at me. I'm hot.
How old is she?
She's like 6.
How old is she? 6.
It's like the most terrible thing, James. Like, if you, like, if, I don't know if you can stand it, but it's worth, like, kind of 3 minutes of your life to watch that segment. Because then she, like, pulls up her shirt and she shows, like, all her, like, fattiness underneath. And then she's, like,
look at James' face is melting.
She does the truffle shuffle.
She's making it, like, talk. And then she's like, the judges love me. I'm sexy.
She's doing the truffle shuffle, and that's what they love about her.
Apparently, the judges think that she's extremely, like, adorable and cute and stuff. And, like,
who
but the thing
judges?
Is,
guilty.
Once you get to the, once you get to showing
it?
Her mom,
are
though,
they all perverts?
Her mom is basically, like, a sea cow. And
what's,
like,
what's a sea cow?
A sea manatee. Cow.
A manatee. And, like, and her mom is all, like, and then also, apparently, there was a later episode, which I didn't watch, but apparently people were talking about it on the internet. Was that the mom actually gives her, like, some type of soda mixed with Red Bull or some type of, you know, like, crazy
like a mixed
energy
drink. Soda.
She basically gives, like, a six-year-old, like, a jacked-up drink. And so she's all, like, super hyper, and that's why she's... I mean, like, to a certain extent, yes, she is a character.
Yeah.
But it's almost like... I wouldn't want your six-year-old to be acting like that. Like, and then she all talks, like, with this, like, Southern, like, ghetto voice, too. She's like, I'm sexy! Like, and I don't know, like, what's going on with her.
Man, speaking of, like, Southern accents, I was watching Boy Meets World the other day.
Yes.
Shut up, James.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Wait, you think Boy Meets World sucks, too?
What?
Yes.
How can you?
We were talking about Boy Meets World earlier.
Yes.
Boy Meets World's excellent.
So I was watching this episode, and it's funny the like misconceptions people have of the South, because like this was the episode where the whole Matthews gang started high school.
But weren't they supposed to take place in Michigan or something?
No, they're in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right, Philadelphia.
And then so like it's like
that's not that far.
Eric Matthews, he's all like, that's it, I'm done with girls, and they bumps into this girl like who's like really hot, and she's like, oh my god, my blouse, and then he's all like, he's all infatuated with her, and she's all like, I just moved here from Atlanta. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Is that how they talk in Atlanta?
I told you, Boy Meets World sucks.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, but then
you self-relate too much, James.
And the best part was, she's all like, my name is Desiree Hope Williams Matthews. I was like, oh, and she has a double first name and a double last name. But you may call me Desiree. And then she held her palm out, like, for like, Eric
to kiss her.
Yeah, instead of shaking hand, it was like the stick the palm out. And I was like, I didn't know they still had fucking plantations in Atlanta.
I was kissed on the hand the other week. I went to this comedy show. And, like, I was just saying goodbye to, like, the person that was doing the show. And then, like, he was doing it for other people, too, so it didn't seem, like, as weird. But it was, like, basically the TJ thing. Like, you know...
TJ...
You know, like, when TJ, like,
TJ did it to a lot of girls.
That's the thing.
Describe the TJ thing.
See, I think it's, like, a thing that some guys do, and they can get away with it
because
everyone...
You got to define what this TJ thing is.
Like, basically...
Who is TJ? I need to remind the people who don't know.
Well, I mean...
Well, we don't actually know his full name. We just know him as TJ.
Yes.
Well, we don't know his last name.
He's like a guy TJ. That we met in high. I met in high school, and like all of you guys already knew.
Wait,
him.
Are we just gonna say we met him now, or was he a friend?
No,
we don't need to go all the way back. But basically, imagine like all these guys that are on the podcast right now already know TJ, and then I see him for like the first time. I was sitting next to the locker, like sitting on the floor by the lockers in high school, and he walks up to me, and like apparently he knew who I was, because like I think one of you guys might have told him who I was, and then he was like, oh, you're Carolyn, and then I was like, hi, and then like I stuck my arm out so that he could shake it, you know, like a a meeting of a handshake, and he took my hand and like took it and went like and smooshed it.
Oh, I did a big one like that. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it didn't make that sound, but I was emphasizing for the radio. But basically, he took my hand and kissed it, and I was just like, okay. But like, I feel like guys who do that, they do it to multiple women, though, because you couldn't really do that to like a girl. Even like, let's say that there's like a girl that you like.
Does that mean
you
like?
Can't you can't give herpes through the hand.
I was wondering about that. Would you be able to catch a disease if keeps hopping?
The other thing is that
lip hopping.
The other thing that's like, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with it, but like, the thing is, I think that guys that do that, they do it with every girl. Like, you wouldn't take a special girl that you really like.
They're players.
Exactly, they're more like players. And like, you wouldn't, but you wouldn't take a girl that you really, really liked and do that to her.
You shouldn't kiss a hand unless it's presented for you. That's what I think.
I mean, I don't know, like, in the case of last weekend, too, like, I was just saying goodbye, and I was like, bye, thanks for the show. And then, like, you know.
What do girls do that's equivalent to that? Boob hug?
I don't know. Like,
James looks up.
What's a boob hug?
Joe knows.
I know what a boob. Come on, guys.
What is that? Just like a hug where they just rub their boobs up against you?
Yes, it's a squishy hug.
But sometimes guys, like, you, sometimes you're just doing like a regular hug, but then guys put more emphasis on it. I don't know if girls are going out of their way to push it up against.
But I guess that's not the equivalent of going and kissing a hand from a girl. What would girls do that's equivalent to like? Hi, madame. Kissing their hand and stuff like that.
I don't think girls have anything to do.
I mean, maybe like overly.
They could touch the tip.
James is like, girls suck.
Maybe like overly like crossing your legs or something and being like, oh, excuse me.
One thing you will never hear me say.
Just flick
it. So girls don't suck.
Just flick it.
But I don't know if there's any way that like a girl can touch a guy like that. Like, I don't think there's like a kiss my finger type thing. Kiss my hand.
Casual affection.
I guess maybe a girl, you know how like at Hooters, they like rub your shoulders?
Yeah, they do. Or they try to like, feel out the bicep.
Yeah, like I think if a girl was to do that, like let's say if you're talking to a girl and she's all like, oh, hey, and she's just like rubbing your arm. I think that that's kind of the equivalent. If I had to pick
some cool guys have come
in here. Wait, there's no, are there Tilted Kilts down here, up here yet?
What's that? I don't know what that
is. It's like a franchise of restaurants.
I don't know.
Basically, it's a chain of restaurants. They used to be like, the only one I actually knew of was in Las Vegas for the longest time, but they're starting to branch out. There's one in Atlanta, and other like major cities seem to be getting them now. I bet you there's one in DC, but it's a company that apparently decided to go to war with Hooters in that market.
I've never even heard of it.
What is it like a Schlong's or something?
No, Tilted Kilt. No, it's just
Tilted Kilt does kind of sound.
It's like Hooters. It's think of Hooters just. What? Think Hooters, but all the waitresses. No, all the waitresses. They're all hot girls. Well, and they wear like plaid push up bras and short plaid skirts and stuff like that. And yeah, I know we do need to go to one because you got that look in your face saying, damn it, why aren't we there now?
It's just like when a dog like hears like an awesome.
What tits?
He's like,
what? Yeah, if you ever go into a room full of guys and say tits, all the guys will be like, what?
What?
It's like prairie dogs. What? Yeah, it has to pop up.
I sent Danny a text one time. I said something obvious, like something rules. I don't even remember what it was. It was like, you know, so-and-so rules. Like 5 minutes later, he sends me a text back. So do tits. What's your point?
Actually, you know what? If you ever want to get a guy's attention, like the first time I ever said the word boobs, like in my office, within like
prairie dogs.
Within 20 seconds, I had three guys behind my computer, and they were like, one of them came from like across the hall. Like it was like a far distance to come there.
Like a long walk. I heard someone say
boobs.
So
they did that.
I heard about some tits.
Isn't that something that Schmidt did in The New Girl?
Perhaps
he like they're like somewhat like the like Zoe's friends were talking about like lesbians, and then one of his friends, like, Schmidt came out. And said, so like,
oh, yeah, and he was just like, listening. Hey, what's going on here? I heard the secret word, tits.
Good old reality.
That is how you get attention.
Is there, what are the female reality shows that they have?
Project Runway.
Oh, there's a Project Runway, clothing.
There's guys on there. There's like a new one called like Fashion Star that has Nicole Richie in it. I haven't watched it, but I saw Joel.
Oh,
Madden,
man, there's this actual cool
it.
One called Face.
There's an actual cool one.
No, it's called Face Off. It's
the sci-fi one,
it's all the special effects makeup people, and they have all these like crazy tasks and stuff. Oh, it was awesome because there's one episode where they had They had Kunta Kinte as a guest judge.
What? Kunta Kinte?
Yeah, the guy who played Kunta Kinte.
That's awesome. James is like, Kunta Kinte sucks.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it was Kunta Kinte. I was like, oh, I can't remember his actual name, but it's Kunta Kinte. But like Kunta Kinte was there, and they had these things like, we want you to create these hybrid humanoid things. And there are these people who chose a turtle. And let's face it, no turtle looks like that fucking Michelangelo toy back there, you know, where it's like, yeah. Where it's like,
with an,
like
looks
Irish
like a ninja?
Green, you know, it's not just bright green. They fucking made this turtle that was
yeah,
like
turtles
bright
are usually
green.
Like mud colors.
Yeah, mud colored, muted green. Like, if anything,
made it into a cartoon turtle.
Yeah, they made it into a cartoon turtle. And I laughed my head off for like 20 minutes. And I can't, every time Face Off is on TV, I think about that turtle and I bust out laughing at some point.
Wait, so they had to make him into a turtle?
They took their model and they
made... Are you telling me, Kunta Kinte is what?
Wait a minute.
He's, what?
What?
I think I found a tilted kilt.
Where's the closest?
What? He took his time to search on his
wow.
on his
that's
iPhone.
What you've been doing while we're talking.
Ever since I said it's a place where waitresses have push-up bras and tiny plaid skirts.
That look like turtles.
I don't know. The internet's slow down here.
Tilted kilt to me is like kind of a weird name though. Like branding-wise.
Yeah, but sounds like it's...
Like it reminds me of like a cock or something, like tilted
what?
Cock. I don't know. Like,
see, that's what
I mean,
I'm talking about.
You know, like you know, like. Sometimes it goes to the right or a little to the left.
Tilted kilt.
From what I've heard,
but it sounds like a cock.
Well, it sounds like yeah, you're
like
tilting your kilt up so that somebody can see your balls or something.
Yeah, and also like because a kilt is like a guy's clothing. It's not like if I was
exactly,
to like
that's what I'm,
if I was to like
there is a flaw
exactly,
in the design.
I feel like there's a flaw in the branding. I do like the idea of the plaid like look. You know, a lot of guys
on?
Might like that like schoolgirl look, but then I feel like the name could have been a little better.
I mean, really, nothing ever really beat. You can't beat Hooters at that point with that name.
Yeah, you can't. And also, the logo has two circles in it. Like,
I mean,
what
else can you
booties?
Do? How can you battle that?
What? Well, there are companies that are trying.
I mean, no. What's an example? Another one besides Tilted Kilt. Is there other?
Well, I know there's this one in New York that it's like literally. I don't know the name of it. I can't remember the name of it. But all I remember was they got like this New York Yankees pitcher to all of a sudden make appearances at this particular restaurant.
Yeah,
and it's like some real guerrilla warfare shit because they're literally they had their people go into Hooters and basically snipe. They're like, oh, we like you. And they'd proposition these Hooters girls and be like, hey, we want you to work at our restaurant where you get to choose your own clothes.
What?
And like,
so you get to choose your own clothes there?
As long as it's like apparently, it's apparently as long as it's all sexy.
As long as they wear enough flair or lack
pretty
of
much.
Flair.
All 37 pieces of flair and a great smile in a rack.
What really this feels like, it feels like pretty soon these restaurants are just going to start copying like the strip club names. Cheerleaders.
Tenderloin.
Blondies, yeah. No, there's a restaurant in Vegas called Blondies.
Blondies, yeah.
Yeah,
so Blondies.
And all the waitresses are dressed as cheerleaders.
See, exactly.
There's one in Prince George.
That's pretty far, man.
I bet that gets, like, quick if you're our waitress there.
I bet it's, like, an hour away. Hour and 15.
Are you guys going tonight?
Yes.
Well, apparently James wants to go tonight.
Well, we can't go tonight. It'll be closed.
What time's it closed?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
I bet you they close at, like, 1 tomorrow.
Hold on.
Oh, they got to be open late tomorrow.
Let's go tomorrow for lunch.
Well, all the basketball games, they're going to be up for
I
the
hate
late
basketball.
Games. Well, it doesn't matter. But the basketball games
basketball
will mean
sucks.
It's open.
They're hiring all positions.
You should go for it.
I should be like a cook.
A cook there.
Yeah,
and you get to look at
going. Yeah, my name is Jorge.
Didn't the guy try to apply to
you
Hooters?
You could be Luis Guzman.
Didn't the guy try to apply to Hooters and then he was like. Yeah, the equal opportunity thing. Homo.
Why did you never try to work for Hooters, James? Since you have an extensive restaurant
really.
History.
Like I've worked at Outback.
Why would you?
Years.
Why would you choose Outback over Hooters? Since it's so obvious that you loved Hooters
there's
back
no,
in the day.
There's no Hooters in Burke.
Not that you don't like
Hooters,
Hooters now.
By,
I don't know. Honestly.
Fairfax.
So yeah, Hooters. Fairfax. Yeah, Fairfax. That's pretty much just like 5 minute difference than from Outback.
Wait a minute. It says coming soon.
Oh, denied.
That's hilarious.
I bet you there's one in D.C. There's got
to
be one.
Well, you guys can go to Hooters.
Let me go back and check.
No, trust me. I actually liked Tilted Kilt more than Hooters.
What's the decor?
You know, it's actually nicer inside of a Tilted Kilt. It's like dark wood finish and not doesn't feel like you just walked into.
Isn't that exactly what Hooters is, though?
No, no, no. Hooters. It feels
Hooters
like you're
is,
walking
Hooters
into.
Seems more cartoony to me.
Yeah,
and it's like orange.
It's cartoony, and you're walking into like a fucking Jimmy Buffett concert.
Yeah. It's like I feel like I, even though I haven't been to Twisted Kilt, I kind of get the vibe that
it's
you're
like
describing.
Dark cherry wood and like it's dim. It's
what are the outfits again?
Like think school girl outfit, like tits, school girl outfit.
So Sailor Moon.
No, not
no, but
sailor.
Like with plaid.
But like plaid skirts that are really short, and they tie up like tie
isn't,
the.
Isn't that what Sailor Moon was?
No, that was like Japanese sailor outfit.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I don't know why I never realized a sailor outfit.
Whatever.
I don't know this.
It's like schoolgirl uniform, but like what? All sexy, like Britney Spears.
Yeah, Britney Spears.
Oh, okay,
think
Britney
that.
Spears.
Just
right,
put
yeah,
plaid.
Yeah.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Doesn't look
style.
Like
and bigger tits.
DC. Wait, what?
It's the magic word.
See? You say tits and people are like, what? What?
Like
wait, what?
He was in mid-sense when he said that. He was like, what?
I don't even think James is listening. He's just on his phone
look at
looking
Maryland.
For a location. There's
nothing in D.C.
He's on a mission to fight a tilted kilt up here.
Oh, here we go, Maryland. God. Where is White Marsh, Maryland?
Oh, shit, man. That's close to Baltimore.
Fuck.
That's under an hour, man. That's just equivalent.
It is under an hour. When do they close?
If we go, well, I'm not driving.
Damn it. You know what kind of waitresses they're going to have there if we go.
Destiny's Child?
Yes, I'm not going. I want.
Hey,
I want.
Man, Destiny's Child, they're light-skinned.
Destiny.
No, see, no, the last time I ever went to White Marsh Mall.
The light-skinned junk.
There were three girls like wearing like camo outfits, and I was like, oh my God, it's Destiny's Child.
Damn it.
Joe, we saw Destiny's Child at Springfield Mall.
We did. That was the last time Springfield Mall was relevant.
It was.
I saw Luger there.
And Miss Elizabeth.
The one thing that's crazy
that awesome.
About seeing
what's
Destiny's
up,
Child was like their jeans were like perfectly fitting for them. Like
of course.
It was amazing though. They like, obviously they must have had them like tailor-made. But it was just amazing because I've never seen like three girls, like they all look great and then like their jeans were perfect. I was like, wow. And they're just wearing like jeans and t-shirt type style. It was amazing, though.
But
that was my
right,
takeaway.
It could be perfect.
That's right. It wasn't just jeans, though. You know, they're millionaires at that point.
Yeah, but Beyonce wasn't at, like, that huge point. This was when Survivor was coming out. And then everyone's like, sing something. And all they did was like, I'm a survivor. And that was it.
And that's it.
That
Beyonce
was it.
Really, like, was the Booker T of that
it
whole team.
It was three
what
words.
What does that really mean, was the Booker T of that team?
The other ones were Stevie Ray's.
Yeah, they were both Stevie Ray's. One was Stevie and one was Ray.
The rest was MIA. So you can say that, too.
Kind of like the Rick Steiners.
Big T.
Well, no, not exactly.
Because Beyonce left them in the dust. I mean,
that's the whole point. Her dad
like
was the.
Kelly
they could be dead. No one would know.
Her dad was the manager. Morris. Her dad was the manager of Destiny's Child, so yeah. It was already biased. That group was made just to surround
well,
Beyonce.
Well, look at Pussycat Dolls. It's like the thing was meant for Nicole Schwarzenegger.
No, see that the whole Pussycat the whole Pussycat Dolls already sort of pisses me off because I was a fan of the Pussycat Dolls before they were a girl act, when they were just a dancing burlesque act, and then they became these like pop Spice Girl things. I was like, what the fuck is this, man? Is it
you
even
know,
the same girls?
You know
they don't even
crazy?
Take off their clothes. You ever see that movie Burlesque? They don't even take off their clothes in Burlesque. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
I disagree with
all
that.
I wanted
to see was some titties. But there's no such thing as free titties.
There's no such thing as free titties.
Is there, Zach?
Yeah.
But you know what's messed up, though? Like, even with the Spice Girls, like, back when the Spice Girls first came out, like, I wasn't, like, the biggest fan of them necessarily, but I, like, you know, I listened to it, but I never bought their album. I wasn't, like, a hardcore fan. But now that I think about it, I think that the Spice Girls were revolutionary, if I really think about it. Because think about, that was the first time you really ever had, like, a truly girl group, and then all of them had different hair colors.
Well, can we name all the Spice Girls? There's Ginger.
Scary, Posh. Sporty, Posh.
That's it, right?
Baby.
Baby.
Yeah, there's all of them.
And they're all British.
Which one was the black one?
Scary.
Damn it.
What a joke.
Who? Are any of them around now?
I love it.
I like
well,
that
Posh
they. I like that
Posh
they all
is
had
like married to David
Victoria
Beckham.
I like that they all have British accents because they're British.
I always liked Ginger the best. I don't know why.
Is that
the redhead?
Yeah.
Call her Ginger.
I don't know why
well,
I liked
funny,
her the best.
It's like sometimes you have names that are obviously redheads.
Well, not Ginger like from Gilligan's Island. I mean Ginger as in it's like a derogatory term used for. Redheaded people.
Gingers. I don't know if it's derogatory now. I feel like they're taking it back and owning it.
That's what like you got
Porch
do.
Monkeys.
You gotta take, you gotta take it back.
Our word.
We're taking it back. We're taking it back.
You gotta take word. You gotta take it back, man. I remember in the car, James kept on calling me the N-word. we had a discussion.
I'm taking it back.
We had a discussion about like it's okay, man. It's good now because they use it against they use it to each other, so that means it's good. And then he asked a question like, I think I asked him a question about because he called me play at one point, and I was like, would you rather be a player or a pimp? And then we thought about it real hard.
Well, I was saying
play rolls off better though.
When I was at work, I overheard two black gentlemen talking about me, but you know, it was regarding like weightlifting, working out and stuff, and one guy referred to me as a nigga, but he wasn't using it as it like, you know, saying that I'm a,
it's a term of endearment.
Yeah, he was just saying it like that guy over there, you know, or that dude. He just said that nigga.
See, so he just said that nigga,
but it sounded funny,
like when you pass by, so you know, that nigga.
Yeah, that nigga told me
go ahead, just say it.
Well, I was at work, and this guy asked me about weightlifting. He asked me how much I bench or something, and said, you know, I just kind of played it off. Saying, like, not much, maybe like 135. I don't really work out. I don't bench. And
you said you don't work out. You actually said you don't work out.
I was like, I don't really work out. I don't really do bench or anything like that. I just kind of walked away, and then
Mr. Workout every day said he doesn't work out.
But then I overheard like a guy in the background was like, hey, yo, what did he say? And then the guy that was talking to me said, he said he doesn't do bench, yo. He's like, and then the other guy says, oh, bullshit, that nigga be benching.
Nigga bench.
I like bench. I like to walk around and just bounce my pecs at everybody. Intimidate them.
Like the Rock.
Why would you do that, dude?
It's intimidating, man.
I feel like once you start getting muscles like that and you start working out all the time, you want to start showing people.
That's right. If you got it, flaunt it.
Because, like, seriously, I know...
get it because you know you want it.
I'm not, like, as big muscles as James, but, like, I've been working out for the past 5 months or so. But, like, every chance I get, I'm like, check out my guns.
That's right.
It's awesome.
Right. Worked hard
but
for
I feel
that.
Like, because I didn't have that like 5 months ago, and so now I'm like, I'm gonna like show people.
Oh, man, it's the same arm Mick Foley saw.
That nigga bench.
Yes.
That nigga bench.
I remember one of my black friends did that. He like, we were like playing a game, like really late at night, making too much noise, and then he was trying to sleep, and then he just kicks the door open. He's like, man, why don't you niggas shut the fuck up? I'm trying to sleep here. So it's my friend. Like, I'm playing a game, and my friend's playing a game. He's white. I'm Asian. And then I was like, did you just call us niggas? And then he's all like, oh shit, I did. I was like, no, man, that's cool. That's cool.
I mean,
it's not cool. It sucks.
If we're in the nigga story, I was on a phone conversation.
Oh my god.
With the black friend.
Cheers.
And And I say he's sort, you know, he's pretty, he's a white black guy, or you know, he's not from the streets.
Carlton, David Otunga.
And Otunga.
He's an Otunga. Otunga without the muscles, right? So, you know, I was just on phone conversation. We're having a good time. We're like laughing, ha 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 ha. And then like it's just slipped out because I felt like we were comfortable
you
at that
said
point.
It?
No, I said I was like, yeah, man. I was like, yeah, nigga. And then, like, and then there was
no
a
way.
Pause.
Oh, see, that's bad because you shouldn't say it first.
No, that's what I thought. But, like, for some reason, it just came out.
I'm
and
actually
then,
surprised that you said that because you never say that.
But there was, like, a, what?
I don't know.
There's a certain situation where, I'm accepted in some circles to say that. But, like, I don't know. I was driving and, like, you know, it was late and I was just like, I just said it. I was like, dude, that's funny, nigga. You know, and then there was, like, I realized that after the fact, because for one thing, he doesn't even use that. You know what I mean? He doesn't even use that phrase. So it was a situation where afterwards, I mean, after that, there was just silence. And I was just like, oh, I'm sorry, man. And he was like, no, it's cool. It's all right. Go have some fun. I felt bad after that.
You know, yeah. Like, since
I
you brought
only
him up,
say that word. I only, like, think of saying that word on this radio show. Like, I never use it in the daily.
I hear it every day.
Time. Man, you would be working in jail.
Yeah. Well, since you brought him up, I was like, I've been thinking, I was like, David Otunga is really, I'm really high on him right now.
You're high on the Otunga?
I like the Otunga character because he's Carlton Banks outside the ring, but then he gets in the ring and he's like Black Lex Luger.
Now he is, yeah.
And he's like, he's fulfilling the it's like he's got his own character and fulfilling the character that Chris Nowinski was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever happened to him?
Who cares? He's studying brain tumors and stuff like that.
Well, he had a concussion, I believe.
Who cares?
Yeah. But like Otunga's awesome now. Like I look forward to.
Did you see his commercials?
Otunga has Otunga those, Law commercials.
Yeah, and just like at Otunga. Oh, what is his a Twitter account? Whatever. It says it's at Otunga. Whatever. If you've been in an accident or get with the at Otunga at Twitter.
Because I like what he does after he wins a match. He demands the referee hold up his arm and then he rips it away and then he pushes him away so he can pose.
I wanted to do that in real life, man.
I was like, that's awesome. He's all like, all right, that's enough. Get out of here. And then he like drops to a knee and just starts super flexing and yeah.
Like that was one thing. I was like watching like a couple weeks
music
ago.
Music rules too while he's flexing.
Like a couple weeks ago, I was watching, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like the best of Ric Flair. It was something like that. But
Ric
it was
Flair's 10 best moves.
We were definitely watching videos of heels, right? And then every single time, like they would show a heel like walking down the aisle, and then the fan would try to try to slap his hands, and the heel would like pull it away. He's like, "Get off of me!" I said to my, I think it was Brian. I was like, "Brian, one day I'm gonna do that. I might even do that, in the best situations. I want to do that. I want to pull my hand away like that."
And you gotta look disgusted.
Don't
touch me. Look.
Don't touch me. I can't wait. I don't just act like a heel sometimes. James, on Twitter, I said I was a super heel, and you're like, "Well, I'm super face." And now we're feuding on Twitter. No, it was something else. I was on Facebook.
Yeah,
man. Are you familiar with 106.7 The Fan, the radio station?
Yes, it used to be WJFK.
Right. Well, they play all the Nats games and stuff on the radio during the summer, but they
the Nats games.
Nats Nationals. Anyway. All they ever do on Facebook is talk about the Redskins. No, it's not even football season. That's all they do. Like,
because there's nothing else to talk about.
Every once in a while, baseball is bringing spring training and stuff. But they won't talk. They talk about the Nats like every once in a while, but then it's constant freaking Mike Shanahan.
Aren't they like the official radio
flagship station
of the
Redskins? But they're also the flagship station of the Washington Nationals.
But anyway, I always go on. I comment on their little things, and I'll be like, "Stop talking about the goddamn Redskins." Nobody cares. I'm like,
see, the thing is with Washington D.C. area football fans, every season, like as soon as it's starting up, even like months before football even starts, everyone thinks that the Redskins are going to win
Hope
the Super Bowl.
Hope springs eternal.
See, when I think of a Skins fan, is anybody in the room a Skins fan?
I don't really
pay attention to football anymore.
But the thing is,
I only watch fake sports.
I don't understand who the hell is a Redskins fan, because there's so many like transplants in this area that the only people that I could see actually being Skins fans are freaking like
the people
white
who wear
freaking
the
trash
pig
from freaking Arlington that have been living here for a couple generations.
But also like all the people that get the tickets, it's all like through corporate sponsorships, and like basically I feel like it's just rich people that have that type of money where you can pay like whatever $60 for parking and like $100 for a hot dog or whatever. Like the prices there are just outrageous.
I would never. God, I hate football, but I hate basketball more than anything. Basketball is like such a, it's like,
I'll just edit it out later.
It's like a, basically like a bunch of freaking monkeys.
God.
That's what it is. They're just jumping around freaking tossing a ball. It's not completely racial comment either.
Man, you just pissed off all of Yugoslavia.
I enjoy only watching like VCU basketball games, and that's about it.
Basketball. There's so many people that freaking play basketball.
We just went there. Totally.
What?
See, this is exactly the reason why I can't wait to have this show go live and we can take calls.
Like I said earlier, it's bombarded. A bunch of overpaid thugs. A lot of these people, if there wasn't for the NBA, what the hell would they be doing?
You tell me, what would they be doing?
Well, see, the problem
I don't know.
No, see, the problem is we actually got a glimpse of what would happen if there was no NBA.
What would happen? Tell me.
Like, it's like...
I'm oblivious to the world. You guys got to tell me.
Well, a lot of them just went overseas because, you know, they went to, like, Greece or Italy or Yugoslavia and China and stuff. They started playing basketball out there. But then a lot of them sitting here in the States, they realized, I was like, they realized, a lot of people realized, they didn't need the NBA. The NBA needs players. So they realized people still want to watch basketball, but they kind of made it a little more fun. So essentially, a lot of players made their own, like, traveling teams, like the Harlem Globetrotters, and they played basketball, like, against other makeshift teams of superstars and whatever.
So they just made their own league?
Essentially, yes. They kind of did. And they made enough money to keep them shutting the fuck up until the NBA came back.
Seems like a good plan to me.
That's what they should do. Just let people organize their own teams and then play for a shit ton of money in, like, big-ass tournaments. Like in...
people like tournaments.
White men can't jump, only with real teams instead of 2-on-2.
On the blacktop?
Yes.
You know, White Men Can't Jump, that movie ruled.
It did rule. That was awesome.
It was awesome. Woody Harrelson?
How'd you know that if you threw it that high, you could dunk it?
How do you just dip your head down after you say something like that?
Huh?
How do you just...
You're still probably looking for the
kills. Did you ever see Money Train, which was the White Men Can't Jump reunion?
I did see Money Train. It had Jennifer Lopez in it,
Yeah, they replaced Rosie Perez with Jennifer Lopez.
Just another Latino.
Yeah, they're like, we didn't know... I bet you they tried to get Rosie Perez for that.
She's like, no.
No. Wesley Snipes got me pregnant.
God, I hate basketball.
What do you love, James? Tell me one thing.
Do you like hockey?
If there's one thing you really like.
Yeah, I can watch some hockey. Every year I keep telling myself I'm going to start getting into hockey, and then I just...
How come you hate hockey when you hate soccer?
I don't hate soccer.
A lot of the rules
I said soccer
are the
same. Sucks. This is lame, but I don't hate it.
Then how can you go like
hockey?
Hockey
has ice, though.
I hate basketball just because it's just a freaking stupid sport.
Well, you,
like I said,
the way you described it.
Yeah, but you fucking love Shaq.
Basketball, we've been over this before. I don't even want to go.
You know Shaq? Shaq knows Muay Thai and he does MMA. Shaq is going to fight.
Shaq doesn't do MMA.
Yeah, Shaq is going to.
God, Shaq and MMA would be so unfair.
Shaq's going to fight Jose Canseco.
What?
Yeah. That's not even going to be fair.
Canseco's going to whip his ass.
Oh, no way.
Why? Just because he's big? He's not freaking
Canseco's
Jeff Eddie.
Like 60 years old. Shaq is like 40.
The Jeff Eddie defense.
He's like, why can you kick my ass? And then he'll stand up right next to you and stare you down because he was like 6'4". And he goes, because I'm big.
He's always on crutches.
Exactly.
You know what I like in basketball? The 3-point shots. Because they have to take it from back.
Yes, I agree.
I like that because it's like, I don't know.
It's actual skill.
Yeah, like it's like, whoa, because that's a pretty far distance. Whenever there's like a 3-pointer, I feel like extra happy. I'm like,
three.
You say 3-pointers require the most skill. Well, who are the best 3-point shooters of all time?
Larry Bird.
I would not know.
Larry Bird.
Who else?
Mark Price.
Who else?
Jordan. Reggie Miller.
Jordan.
Oh,
it's true. I know what you're trying to do.
Who else? Danny Ainge.
No way. Danny Ainge sucked.
What are you talking about?
He was not a good 3-point shooter.
Yeah, he was.
He couldn't do anything else. That's all he did.
Why was he? Oh, man. I love it.
Reggie Miller screws things up.
Damn it. What about Jordan, man?
He was an all right 3-point shooter.
So what's the appealing allure of baseball? Because to be honest with you, I don't think I can really watch baseball on TV, but if I'm at a game, I enjoy it because then I can like get the smells and like look at the people and eat nachos and stuff like
it's
that.
Relaxing.
Yeah, it's like an outdoor thing to do in the summertime.
But like, would you watch it on TV though?
Oh God, yeah. I love watching it on TV.
See, but what, like explain the, like.
It's relaxing. You can just sit
even
back
just,
and.
Even just when you watch it on TV, like for me, it seems a little slow. I don't know.
It's mostly
like, sell it to me.
It's mostly relaxing, but it has the ability to get really stupid exciting really fast.
That's right. This is a dramatic pause at the end.
It's probably like the hardest sport of all the big three.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Why? Maybe I just don't understand.
You're hitting a ball that's like the circumference of like 2.5 inches, mm-hmm. and it's coming at you at 90 miles an hour.
And it curves sometimes.
And sometimes it's moving funky.
I feel like for me, it would be better to actually like play it than like just sit and watch other people play it with that sport.
Damn,
we need to
form like a softball team.
Yeah,
just like
I'd like to join a softball team, but
then like play against like 13-year-olds.
What would be our team name?
Schedule sucks. The I don't know.
Nigs.
The Kunta Kintes.
Kunta Kintes. I have a feeling we're gonna get like our ass whooped if we go in this if we name it like that.
Well, I was looking at a couple leagues like last year, and like I was looking at the team names. They all have team names like the Blue Balls.
Yeah, you know,
like pitch,
oh yeah,
Pitches and Hose.
Smell the Glove.
What?
Yeah,
yeah. They're all really lame.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we gotta make up some cooler names than that.
Yeah, back to Boy Meets World. We were talking.
What?
About.
How do you know about Boy Meets World?
BMW.
You're gonna have our last minute talk about Boy Meets
Let's
World.
Talk about
talking
it.
About that episode where Topanga bought Corey a pair of slacks and he was all depressed. Like, relationship's so boring now.
What? Like,
you don't
like
remember
Dockers
that one?
Or something?
No.
Yeah, she bought him slacks.
I don't remember that one, actually.
She said slacks.
I will admit about Boy Meets World.
How do you not remember? You remember everything.
They had some hot pieces of tail, like, go through that show at certain points.
They
did,
man.
Whether it was, like, that college roommate or even fucking Miss Plantation, as obnoxious and stereotyped as she was fucking smoking hot.
Got to, man. Or else it's high school. Everyone's hot in high school.
This is true.
Or college. I guess they're hot in their college years, too.
College years, yes. And then Topanga grew up to be stupid hot.
And then after the show...
Well, she got fat, and then she got really hot again.
And that's how it is in real life, I guess. You know what I mean?
Fluctuates.
That's how it is, man. Well, thanks for joining us on the show again. It's always fun. It's been a while since we had... This is the first time we had two guests this year. That's really awesome. Yeah, I think. I don't know. It's hard to remember. They all blend in together.
Like, last time I was here, James was here, too.
Oh, well, we've already had, like, over 150 episodes.
Yeah, it's hard.
So.
They all blend in together.
Oh, how the time flies.
Yeah. But thanks for being on here, guys.
Always
yeah,
a pleasure. Thanks
yeah.
for having me.
So, everyone at home, check out astraightproductions.com, producer of the show, curls-studio.com, sponsors of the show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. Join us next week.
Danny.
I'll catch you guys later.
Boy Meets World rules!